1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. Tonight's show celebrates the West Coast jazz movement of this great American art. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at wdce.org. This is bassist Bill Crow, and I've had the pleasure to work with many of the artists you'll be hearing during the next 2 hours. And now here's the host of the Cool Jazz Set, Paul Pierce.
Thanks. Bill Crow, one of my favorite bass players and a longtime friend, and I have a lot of his recordings. He was with Jerry Mulligan and so many other greats, Art Farmer, just a slew of great West Coast players. And of course, now he's situated in a beautiful place in New York, and he plays there quite often. So those of you in the New York area, if you get a chance to go hear Bill Crow, please do it. He is a marvelous bass player, and I appreciate that nice intro too. Thank you so much. And we have a great show for you tonight. We're celebrating the West Coast jazz artists, both old and new, and I think you'll enjoy a lot of that. And we will get started with one of my favorite quartets, the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, with none other than the great Bill Crow on bass. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck with his quartet, with the marvelous alto saxophone of Paul Desmond. That was a tune Dave Brubeck wrote entitled The Duke, in honor of his good friend and great pianist and band leader, Duke Ellington. And up next, we're going to hear one of the West Coast jazz favorites, an early recording that she did. This is a June Christie from her album entitled The Intimate Miss Christie. And she's going to sing I Get Along Without You very well.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when the soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon? What's in store? Should I phone once more? Now it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. Thank you.
Alto saxophonist, West Coaster, Mr. Bruce Babad. He spells his last name B-A-B-A-D, Bruce Babad. That's from his recording, A Tribute to Paul Desmond. It's on the Primrose Lane Music.com, Primrose Lane Music.com label. And that was Line for Lions. And that was a tune written by the great West Coast baritone saxophonist, Jerry Mulligan. In addition to Bruce on alto, that featured Larry Kuntz on guitar, Ed Zack on piano, our good friend Luther Hughes on bass, Steve Barnes on drums, and one of a really nice album that came out just a couple of years ago. And he's got another one that's just a bit ready to come out, and he's going to send me a copy, and we'll be talking about that. And it's another fine tribute to Paul Desmond. There's so much music there to work with. Before that, we heard the intimate Miss Christie, June Christie. And that featured Al Viola on guitar, Don Begley on bass, and Bud Legg on flute. And we heard her sing I Get Along Without You very well. Up next, this was a nice group that was together back in the 50s. This is a 1957 recording, the Curtis Counts Group, Curtis being the bassist. And this features Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, Carl Perkins on piano, and Frank Butler on drums. And the title of this is Woody and You.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the great late trombonist, band leader, teacher, and arranger, Bob Brookmeyer, from an album he did not that far back, 1998, I think, yes. And it's on the Challenge record label, and it featured Bob on valve trombone, of course, and the double bassist on that is Mads Vinding. And I think you would enjoy that. Nice album. And we heard a great tune, How Deep Is the Ocean, Irving Berlin. Up next, another great West Coaster, because we're celebrating West Coast jazz artists tonight. And this is one of my favorite bass players that also sings and plays piano. This is Red Mitchell doing all three. I'm Gonna Love You Come Rain or Come Shine. Thank you.
It was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you, rain or shine. Rain or shine.
The great late Red Mitchell. What a talent. That's from his album entitled A Declaration of Interdependence. He recorded back in 1988, and he played piano on that, bass on it, and also did the vocals. He obviously didn't do all three at once, but he did the vocals and the piano, and then played the bass part over top of that. Very nice. Nice album. He was really something. Okay, we'll finish this first hour with an early recording done in 1957. This is a wonderful saxophonist, Bud Shank, from his album entitled Bud Plays Tenor. And this is Bud Shank playing That Swell. We'll be right back.